So Abigail Housen created a list of stages of aesthetic development that we go through, and as we go higher on the list of aesthetic development, our ability to make sense of work, but then also incorporate our life experiences and also incorporate new ideas to a work of art become much more complex. Mm-hmm. Whereas when we're at the beginning stages, we just want to know, like, what's this mean? Like, you know, try to make sense of it. We're also focused on the level of craftsmanship. If it looks like something that we could do, we start judging it. Whereas when we're at a higher stage of aesthetic development, we appreciate the work continually and in different ways. Mm-hmm. We might look at it for the 15th time in a different way. So we continually see new things in it. That's based on a long-term exposure to art and sometimes to specific images. And so what we see is that the more exposure we have to the more repeated viewings we have to one image, the more complex our interpretation of that one image can be. And so there's a tendency in the museum field to only look at a work of art once, mm-hmm. and then not come back to it. But that repeated exposure, again, deepens our interpretation of it continually again and again. So I feel that there's a very, very essential value to having repeated exposures, which is really important in photography online, because as you know, photography is a light-sensitive medium. We can't have works of art up for 30 years in the galleries, as our encyclopedic museums might be able to have their Egyptian works up for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so how do we allow our visitors to have relationships with images? And I use that word relationship because we will see things in it continually differently throughout different life stages, the more times we are exposed to it over and over. And I think the online presence is the solution, because there it's not in a light sensitive format. But it will allow our visitors to come back to that image again and again and deepen their interpretation of it.